This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Campaigning for seventh and final phase of Lok Sabha elections has hit a pinnacle as canvassing will end today. In this phase, voting will be held on Saturday in 57 parliamentary constituencies spread over 7 states and the union territory of Chandigarh. Simultaneously, 42 assembly seats in Odisha will also go to polls. Top leaders of all political parties are holding multiple rallies despite adverse weather in several states. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi yesterday addressed rallies in West Bengal and Odisha. In West Bengal, the Prime Minister addressed a rally in Mathurapur. He said, "Everyone looks at India with respect today, and this has been made possible because people voted to power a BJP-led NDA government at the centre." Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge also addressed a public meeting at Balasur. He attacked Prime Minister Modi and branded him as anti-poor and anti-farmer. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi addressed election rallies in Ludhiana and Patiala in Punjab yesterday. He said, "If comes to power, INDIA bloc will waive off farmers' loans." In Bihar, senior BJP leader Rajnath Singh held public meetings in Bikramganj, Aurangabad and Buxar yesterday. The process of granting citizenship certificates under the Citizenship Amendment Rules 2024 has commenced in West Bengal. The first set of applicants from the state were granted citizenship yesterday by the Empowered Committee of the state. The Ministry of Home Affairs said that the empowered committees of Haryana and Uttarakhand have also granted citizenship yesterday to the first set of applicants. The fourth round of India-Bangladesh consular dialogue was held yesterday in New Delhi. Joint Secretary, Consular, Passport and Visa Division, Dr. Aman Puri led the Indian delegation, while the delegation from Bangladesh side was led by Director General South Asia, Ministry of Foreign Affairs Rokibul Haq. The two sides held wide-ranging discussions on mechanisms to strengthen coordination and cooperation on consular issues, visa matters, repatriation, MLAT and extradition cases. The two sides also agreed to further strengthen the bilateral revised travel arrangement to facilitate movement of nationals from both sides. Both sides reiterated their commitment to continue promoting people-to-people exchanges and agreed to hold the next round of the dialogue in Dhaka on a mutually convenient date. At the India-UAE Business Forum in Dubai, Attorney General of India R. Venkat Ramani emphasized the critical role of robust legal frameworks in facilitating global capital movement. The event highlighted India's legal reforms and their impact on attracting foreign investments. In his keynote speech, Venkat Ramani underscored the importance of strong legal frameworks for smooth capital movement. Organized by the Indian Chamber of Commerce under the theme Fostering Entrepreneurship and Global Business Relationships, the forum focused on enhancing economic ties between India and the UAE. At least 28 people were killed and 20 others injured yesterday in Pakistan after a speeding passenger bus veered off the road and fell into a ravine in the remote Balochistan province. The incident occurred as one of the tyres of the bus en route to Quetta from Gwadar burst, after which it fell into the ravine. The injured were rushed to Basima Civil Hospital. Prime Minister of Pakistan Shahbaz Sharif and Balochistan Chief Minister Mir Sarfaraz Bukhti expressed deep grief and sorrow over the tragic incident. An earthquake measuring 5.5 on the Richter scale jolted Dhaka and adjoining areas in Bangladesh yesterday evening. The tremors were felt in Dhaka, Chattogram, Sylhet and some other parts of Bangladesh. The earthquake measuring 5.5 on the Richter scale was felt at 7:13 p.m., which lasted for a few seconds, according to the Bangladesh Meteorological Department. The epicenter of the earthquake was in Myanmar, about 439 km east of Dhaka. In World Olympic Boxing Qualifier in Bangkok, Thailand, India's Ankushita Boro yesterday entered into the quarterfinals with 4-1 win over Kazakh pugilist. And that is the end of this news bulletin.